USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. The White House is considering a wide-ranging oversight of the cryptocurrency market to combat the growing threat of ransomware and other cybercrime, a spokeswoman said on Friday. The oversight could include an executive order, Bloomberg News reported on Thursday. The spokeswoman did not comment on whether an executive order will be part of such oversight. In the context of President Biden's low poll numbers, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, argues Americans have been put at risk and enemies have been emboldened under the current administration. He says the administration doesn't think much of the American people.
To be blunt, they think we're all morons, but we're not. And the American people are starting to figure out President Biden, and they don't like what they see. Even President Biden's own people are hurting him.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Three national parks are getting a boost from the president.
President Biden has restored lands in three national monuments. All three were rolled back by former President Trump. He signed proclamations securing the new protections during a ceremony which included Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, lawmakers, and dozens of tribal leaders. The orders restore and even add land to the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalate Mountains in Utah and Northeast Canyons and Seamounts National Monument in New England. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
New York and three other states signed a pact this week to share information on guns used in crimes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul and three other Democrats, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, and New Jersey's Phil Murphy on Thursday announced the agreement, which says that gun violence continues to plague communities throughout their states and the nation. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two men have been rescued at sea after being adrift for almost a month. Mike Fortier has more.
What should have been a routine boat trip for two men in the South Pacific turned into a life-threatening ordeal. The men from the Solomon Islands were traveling about 125 miles to New Georgia Island last month when they got blown off course. Then their GPS unit died. To save fuel, they shut off the engine. They floated for 29 days, surviving on oranges they brought on the trip, coconuts they found in the water, rainwater they were able to trap, and their faith in God. They were eventually spotted off Papua New Guinea a week ago, and that's about 250 miles from where they started. They're still in Papua New Guinea recovering, and they're looking on the bright side. While they could have died, one man tells TheGuardian.com, being away from everything, not having to hear about COVID or anything else, made for a nice break. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
President Joe Biden has signed into law a bill that provides funding for the treatment of U.S. officials who have suffered brain injuries and other symptoms consistent with what's known as Havana Syndrome, the sources of which remains a mystery. Biden, on October 8th, signed into law the Helping American Victims Afflicted by Neurological Attacks, or Havana Act, which Congress passed unanimously last month, providing funds for the treatment of more than 200 government employees who say they have been affected by the syndrome. Civil servants, intelligence officers, diplomats, and military personnel all over the world have been affected by anomalous health incidents, Biden said in the statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.